Would everyone in the Missouri Senate, as well as our guests in the upper gallery, please rise for a prayer by Reverend Gawk, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
We have heard from your word, for we are God's servants working together. Heavenly Father, we know that you have brought each of us here so that we might accomplish and work together that which is most helpful and needed by those we represent. God, our hearts and minds, our actions and efforts, so we may find ways to build upon what others bring forward. So what results is truly something we all may be proud of and give praise to your holy name. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bernsketter, Brown, Burleson, Serpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Eigel, Emery, Hageman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Leibler, Lucht-Meyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams.
Senator from the 8th. Senator from the 14th. Senator from Butler, you are here. A quorum has been established. The Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal. Senator, if we could just let the Secretary read the journal and then we'll be right to you, Senator. Don't move.
Journal
Madam Secretary,
of the
please
Senate,
read the journal.
Second regular session, 21st day, Tuesday, February 18, 2020. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment. President Kehoe in the chair. Reverend Carl Gawk offering the following prayer.
Senator from Cape Girardeau.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move further reading the journal be dispensed with and the same approved as though having been read.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Cape Girardeau. Is any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from Cape Girardeau renews his motion that we waive the reading of the journal and approve it has been fully read. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal. Senator from the 14th District.
Mr. President, but I wanted to just see how it was recorded.
As present.
Thank you, Mr. President.
The order of business is introduction of guests. Senator from the 24th District.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, to your left and to my right, over on the side, seated in the benches, are some people who have come here to do really important work, and they will be visiting your offices. They will be bringing you a packet like this, and I know we get a lot of these, but I wanted to mention that inside these packets are stories about people who have been lost to suicide. This is a group here to advocate to help us find ways to reduce the numbers of suicides in the state of Missouri. The people who I'm going to introduce to you in a moment represent these organizations: the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, Archangels, and the 10th Man, which provides resources for first responders. So if, as I call your name, you'll stand up and be recognized for the really critical and important work you do throughout our state and throughout the nation. Joshua Hodge from Overland, Colleen Chance from St. Albans. Christopher Allard from Belleville, Illinois. Carol Coast Cantor from Wildwood. Linda Furman from Cottleville. Kennedy Brown from Baldwin. And Robert Williams from Parkville. Again, because of the losses you've suffered in your lives, you've come before us to say, we're going to change this. We're going to do everything we can to help people who are suffering and to help make sure that their families stay intact. So thank you for the work. And if the Senate would please join me in welcoming these passionate, hardworking, caring people.
Let's welcome these folks to the Missouri Senate today. Thank you for visiting. Senator from the 15th District. Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. On my left and your right, we have a pharmacist from my district who's doing a great job taking care of people. His name is Caleb Witt. Please make him feel welcome.
Let's welcome Caleb to the Missouri Senate today. Senator from the 2nd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Introduction of special guests.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. In the upper gallery, we have a large group of men and women involved in Vision St. Charles. Vision St. Charles is a group dedicated to training really our next group of leaders who will make a big impact on the region and on our whole state. I'd ask the body to make them feel welcome.
Let's welcome these folks from St. Charles. Would you please rise so the Senate could welcome you today? Senator from the 14th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to also welcome some special guests in the body. We can recognize to my right and to your left, Bob Bonney, Mr. Herman Stiles, Liz Dreyas, Bill Gomo, Megan Whitehead. They're all here with the Missouri Restaurant Association. If the body can make them feel welcome, I highly appreciate it.
Let's welcome these folks from the Restaurant Association, including the person who's been introduced the most in the Missouri State Senate, Herman Stiles, to the Senate chamber today. Senator from the 14th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I also like to recognize another important group that's here as well. If we could recognize Christy Merrill, who's a music therapist, Bethany Klett, who's a pediatrician, David Wright, who's a physician assistant, and Emily Gray, who's a social worker, all in St. Louis on behalf of St. Louis Children's Hospital. If we could recognize them in the body today, I would highly appreciate it. Thank you, Mr. President.
Let's welcome these folks to the Missouri Senate as well today. Senator from Dallas County.
Oh, yes.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. To your right and my left, we have Karen and Charlie Stokes from Hickory County, Missouri. They are visiting here advocating for dyslexia legislation, and I would ask the body to please make them both feel
welcome. Let's welcome the Stokes to the Missouri Senate floor today. Senator from Webster.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two very special guests I'd like to introduce today.
Proceed.
I have Maria Sieber. She's here from West Plains, up here visiting about domestic violence and et cetera like that. Very devoted young lady that works really hard at it. We have a great house down there helping them that really helps that. And she's here from West Plains, got up early this morning. And over there also, if he would stand, I have Mr. Freddie LaRue. Freddie's up here from Ripley County. Not a lot of people make it up here from Ripley County. It's not a really good road to get up there. I'm sure you've been there, Mr. President, and met some really good people, great people over that area on the beautiful Current River. And so I'd like the body to make them both feel welcome.
Please. Let's welcome both of these folks to the Missouri Senate chamber today. Introduction of guests. Senator from Barton County.
Thank you, Mr. President. On your right and to my left, I have some guests. I'm looking forward to meeting them. I haven't had a chance to meet them yet, but I'm looking forward to meet them if I can get them to stand as I introduce them. Jenna Strickland with CPS. She is a recovery coach out of Kansas City. We have Sarah Cates, who's also with CPS and is a recovery coach. From out of Independence, and we have Carolyn Allen, who is with the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. I think they all actually reside in Belton, and I would ask the body to please give them a warm Senate welcome.
Let's make these folks welcome in the Missouri Senate chamber today. Introduction of guests. The chair would like to introduce a very special guest with me on the dais today. On behalf of the senator from Phelps County, I'd like the Senate to make Kylie Doyle from Camdenton, Missouri, feel welcome in the Missouri Senate chamber today. The order of business is introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. The senator from the 13th District of North St. Louis County.
Mr. President, I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 1017, introduced by Senator Walsh, an act relating to asbestos.
Senator, would you care to explain your bill?
No, Mr. President, no explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Senator from the 11th District.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills. I will send them forward and no explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 1018, introduced by Senator Rizzo, an act relating to the supervision of adult offenders on probation or parole for other states.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 1019, offered by Senator Rizzo, an act relating to a tax credit for property tax relief for certain vulnerable populations.
Introduction of bills, the Senator from Franklin County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 1020, introduced by Senator Schatz, an act relating to the assessment of mining properties.
Introduction of bill, Senator from Shelby County.
President, I have three bills. No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Please send your three bills forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 1021, introduced by Senator O'Loughlin, an act relating to accountability requirements for low-performing schools.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 1022, introduced by Senator O'Loughlin, an act relating to recordings of certain school district meetings.
Madam Secretary, please read the third bill.
Senate Bill number 1023, introduced by Senator O'Loughlin, an act to authorize the conveyance of certain state property.
Senator from Callaway County.
I'm so glad you saw me. Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill. I'll send it forward. No explanation necessary at this time.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your bill forward. It was so great to see you this morning. Madam Secretary, please read the Queen of Callaway County's bill.
Senate Bill number 1024, introduced by Senator Riddle, an act relating to survivor benefits.
Senator from Jefferson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I seek unanimous consent to introduce a very special guest.
Hearing no objection, please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm humbled and honored today to introduce a very special guest. He is to my left and to your right. It's former member of this body, Senator Jack Gannon. Senator Jack Gannon was elected to the Missouri Senate in 1975 and spent 12 years representing the 22nd Senatorial District, in which the district I'm currently representing. For 5 years, Jack served in the National Guard. He is married in 1948. Him and his wife, Kathleen, had 4 children, 9 grandchildren, and 3 great-grandchildren. In 1952, he bought his first grocery store and went on to develop shopping centers, grocery stores, and hotels throughout Jefferson County. He now lives in Lynchfield Park, Arizona. And I'd like to ask the body to give Senator Jack Gannon a warm welcome.
Let's give a special welcome to Senator Gannon back to the Senate chambers today. The order of business is introduction of bills. Senator from Johnson County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I seek unanimous consent to introduce some very special guests.
Hearing no objection, please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. In the upper gallery, I have members from Climb High, from Warrensburg High School, if they would please stand. So Climb High is a group of sophomores from Warrensburg High School. It stands for Community Leadership and Involvement, Mean a Better Community. They're here today to learn more about our state government and how the differences between the House and the Senate, as well as how a bill becomes a law. With them too is one of the leaders and our actually county treasurer, Stormy Taylor, and it is actually her birthday today as well. And so I would ask that the body, if Stormy would wave so we all know who she is. There she is. If the body would please make them feel welcome and wish Stormy a happy birthday today.
Let's make these young men and ladies feel welcome and a happy birthday to Stormy in the Senate chambers today. Once again, help me welcome Senator Gannon back to the chambers. Introduction of bills. Senator from Cape Girardeau.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without Objection, the Senate will order order of business of reports of standing committees.
Hearing no objection, the order of business shall be reports of standing committees. Senator from Franklin County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolution, and Ethics has a report.
Please send your report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Bill number 554, begs leave to report that it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate substitute for Senate Bill number 623, begs leave to report that it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 653, begs leave to report that it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill number 662, begs leave to report that it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Respectfully submitted, Senator Schatz, Chairman.
Senator from Cape Girardeau County.
Thank you.
Excuse me, Senator. Senator from Franklin, I'm sorry.
Thank you, Mr. President. Could you please refer Senate Bill 554 to the Committee on Fiscal Oversight?
That bill shall be so referred. Senator from Cape, I apologize.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to order of business of announcements, and I request you to call on me for two announcements.
The order of business without objection will be announcements. Senator from Cape Girardeau.
Thank you, Mr. President. First announcement is my Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment will meet at 1200 hours in the Senate Lounge. The second announcement, today, Wednesday, February 19th, you can take part in Missouri's bicentennial history by participating in a one-of-a-kind mural project to commemorate 200 years of statehood. The Paint for a Cause Missouri mural efforts are led by Missouri, Best of Missouri Hands, artists Aaron Correll and Barb Bailey of Cape Girardeau, my district. The final mural showcasing Missouri state symbols will hang in Jefferson City, a symbol of unity across the state and a legacy of the Missouri bicentennial. It'll only take a couple minutes, so please stop by today between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. outside the Lieutenant Governor's office in the Capitol, which is room 224. And this painting event is generously sponsored by Gamble and Schlemmeyer and the Missouri Healthcare Association. And Mr. President, just as a factoid, Barb Bailey was my secretary for 4 years when I was the professor of aerospace science at Southeast Missouri State University. We welcome her to the Capitol.
Senator, may the chair inquire of you?
You may.
So a Missouri mural to paint on it, I know their goal is to get roughly 20,000 Missourians from all across the state. Could all of these fine folks in the gallery and any of these members, would they be eligible to paint on the Missouri mural today?
We'd love for them to go down.
We would love for all these people to see the Missouri mural on the second floor and paint your part of history for our bicentennial celebration.
Be a part of history.
Part of history. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President.
The order of business is announcements. Senator from Franklin.
Mr. President, your Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments will meet 5 minutes upon adjournment in the Senate Lounge.
Thank you, Senator. Senator from the Second.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Health and Pensions will meet in Senate Hearing Room 1 upon morning recess. Senate Hearing Room 1.
Thank you, Senator. Senator from Andrew.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Appropriations will meet 10 minutes upon recess.
Thank you, Senator. Further announcements? Hearing none, Senator from Cape Girardeau.
And no further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand in recess until 1400 hours this day.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Cape Girardeau County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand in recess until 1400 this day.